All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to call this meeting to order. And will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'm going to declare a quorum with all three board members present, and we'll move right to the minutes from last month's meeting. It's a single sheet that was available when you came in. Let's see, for a couple of the new faces, Michael, the clerk, takes the recording from last month and his notes and just jots down the detail, basically the highlights, high points of last month's meeting. He sends them to us. We have, if there's non-material edits, we'd send them back and forth. And then he's got them for us here. So I will put a motion on the table to approve these minutes from last month's June meeting.
Seconded.
So moved.
Seconded.
Sorry, I should ask, unless you had a question. Mm-hmm. While you were looking at them. All right.
I'd just like to glance over them real quick.
Sure, I understand.
One last time.
Not sure if you believe he changed since you last saw him. all right, motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
All right, as you know, we're getting ready for chip sealing this summer. We're looking at the end of August. the Butler County is going to be doing that for us. They were going to start all of their chip sealing as far as all around the county around July 10th with the weather and everything that was going on. They've gotten delayed to July 29th, which actually gives us then a little more time to prep. So as you've seen the guys out on 140th, in particular Prairie Creek, 170th, the roads we picked, Hillwood that we've been trying to do some work on. So Robert right now, I said, don't come to the meeting, just keep plugging away. So he's actually up on 140th right now, still working on that. So the overseer's report here. Again, the bullet points at the top are just kind of a couple of the highlights of the stuff they did. The number one is probably the most consequential and the largest of all that. Steve Jones, one of our part-time operators, works for Asplund in his full-time job. And we were able to work through his superior at supervisor at the company to rent their big, it's called a sky trim. So it's basically a 75-foot boom arm with a 2-foot diameter circular saw on it. So in a total of 15 hours, we were able to do, I think he did 7 miles of trees up and down both sides of the ditches. And then the guys hauled them off for about the next week, basically. Let's see. There was a lot of, when you look towards the graded roads section on the back page, this past month with all the rain towards the beginning of the month, there was just a lot of running around, catching the washouts in the roads in front of driveways, trying to make everything passable. Little rock here, little rock there. Basically just a lot of catch up to try and, again, like I said, make everything passable so that everybody can still get to work and keep that going. And then the grading itself, some of the other roads was some of our regular maintenance. Totals for the month, when back to the first side of the page, you look at labor hours, almost 600 hours. The guys, like I said, in reaction to the storms, they were putting in a lot of hours, really trying to keep up with it. So usually he's here. Does anybody have any questions on this? Okay. I'll save my part of the report, or my trustee's report, so I'll just go right to the clerk's report.
Okay. Not much to talk about. I did create some three signs for the roads that we're going to be chip sealing that will be going out soon, so everybody will have a way to know that it's happening and the web address to point them to find out more information.
This weekend, for sure.
This weekend? Okay.
Yep.
budget meeting, I'll let you guys talk about that. and my normal day-to-day stuff. That's it.
Michael did put together a, I think we briefly touched on this last month, he did a timesheet program that we're going to try and implement so that the guys out at the shop, rather than punching the old-fashioned paper time cards, they're going to log in on a laptop, and that way all their hours and logins, logouts are just easily searchable by us. So it'll be a lot easier for us to just say, Randy Elliott, January 1st or June 30th, boom, print, instead of us filling out some of these timesheets manually like this that we have been doing.
On every time card that they turn in currently, I add up every hour, every minute.
And those as well, right.
Manually.
To be able to turn them in. So that we're looking at implementing that towards the end of the month to start August 1st. Okay, Katie.
All right, so we had our budget meeting, and I submitted stuff to the newspapers of publication, which are the Butler County Times-Gazette and the Rose Hill Reporter. They haven't gotten back to me as to when they will be publishing that, but next month we'll have our budget meeting as well as our regular meeting. That is the plan, and the budget should come out in the paper. I just don't know what day yet.
And that is setting our 2020 budget for next year.
Yes. And I have contacted the person that we voted to use for our 2018 auditor. I am supposed to meet up with one of the guys from the office next week to hand over some files to him. I guess he's got some stuff he wants to give to me, and then I've got lots of stuff to give to him. So I don't know how long it will take for them to finish, but the process is starting for our 2018 audit.
Okay.
Then on to the financial report. So I've got everything. Last month we had two bank accounts. We closed out one and opened up a new one. And so everything has seemed to have fully transitioned at this point. I don't see any issues going on there. So the report for this month is just one report for the new account that we have. The beginning balance was $248,880.09. We had cleared transactions, leaving us a cleared bank balance of $420,359.47. Then we had some outstanding transactions that hadn't cleared the bank yet. So once they were to clear, it would leave us with a balance of $408,382.63. If you're wondering where that money went, just read the following pages.
Not where that money went. That's money we still have.
Oh, where all the transactions went.
Or checks, yes. Checks and payments. Sorry.
The $408,000, don't worry, we've got chip seal to pay for yet. Then on to the vouchers. So every month I take any invoices, receipts, anything that I get from different sources, and I compile a vouchers list. Basically, it's bills that we need to pay. And after I compile it, then I send it off to Michael and Jeff so they can double check to make sure I got it all correct. And then if they don't tell me I have any changes to make, then I go ahead and print everything off. So I move to accept the vouchers incurred in June.
Okay. And I did review all the receipts for these, so I will second that motion. Motion has been made and seconded for the vouchers. Those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Did you say aye?
I'm not.
Did you say aye, but that's not. She did. Not you.
I said aye.
No.
Yeah. It was unusually all three of us read the exact same.
Oh, was it? Okay. Awesome.
So did you say that about the special meeting that we put on the website as well?
Yeah, and it's just going to be rolled into our regular meeting.
That'll be right after.
Okay.
like we did last year. Just have the regular meeting, and then the budget meeting is literally a 5-minute meeting right after.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will post or put that on the site as well.
And it should be coming out in the Rose Hill Reporter and the Butler County Times Gazette as well. We use both of them because it seems to get more people than
it does.
So, all right, that's all my report.
Okay. All right, trustees report. Okay, so this morning I attended a meeting up in Augusta with Kansas Department of Emergency Management. And this is regarding our FEMA paperwork for all the storms that were, they go by what they call an event date. And so this one was April 28th through originally May 9th. And then they extended it because we had so much rain, and it literally is still open. They haven't put an end date on it. So the meeting was basically, they give us a whole packet of forms, instructions of how to work with them, how to work with FEMA, the information that they're looking for. This is something, unfortunately, we've done in the last few years with all the storms we've had. So it's not an unfamiliar process, but it was just to let you know that it's still moving forward for that event time. KDEM is still working on some of the reports from actually September and October of last year, which unfortunately Butler County, as a county didn't meet the threshold for applying for funds. Other counties in the state did, so they are still working on some of those reports even as we speak. That's how big this backlog has gotten. Because Butler County didn't qualify for the minimum threshold, we weren't able to apply for funds from September, October of last year. This spring storms, the April, May, were so heavy that they said 72 counties already have qualified above the thresholds. So this is going to be a very large, long, drawn-out process. The paperwork itself is probably not even due for about 3 months from just the amount of information that they need to collect. So unfortunately, good news, bad news, I do think that we will end up getting funds for this. The president has also declared a state emergency, so there were state funds that the state legislation approved as well.
You mean the mayor or the governor?
I know, but it starts at the federal level and goes to, okay. You're right, the governor has the final, one of the final votes, yes. So that was part of this discussion as well. Good news is that we will get funds. Bad news is it probably won't be until early part of next year for this whole thing to wind through. And within a month or two, I can probably give rough estimates of what those numbers might be. If we submit, just for an example, if we submit damages of $100,000, FEMA reimburses 75%, the state reimburses 10%, and we're on the hook for 15% out of that 100 grand. So those are the numbers that we're compiling to give them our damages over the multiple storms over the past few months. The chip seal project, like I alluded to, that continues with the prep work on 140th and Prairie Creek, what we call number 3, which is from 140th to 150th. Recently, Butler County came down and put 8 loads of hot asphalt on 160th from Butler Road to Prairie Creek. So they're already prepping and starting to detail some of the work for that detour around 150th and Butler Road. They're still talking about late spring, early summer for starting the roundabout in 2020. But this year in 2019 is getting those roads prepped for that detour, which will be, again, for some of the new faces, 140th from Butler to Prairie Creek, 2 miles of Prairie Creek coming south, 140th to 150th to 160th, and then 160th from Prairie Creek back to Butler Road. because we're letting them do the detour through our township, they've agreed to chip seal those miles, the top 2 miles, 140th and Prairie Creek, for free. this year, and they will maintain it through the project and then make sure at the end of the project that everything's copacetic to go forward. So as far as this year, it didn't change our funds because we were planning on doing a couple of those roads, so we shifted funds from one road to another, but it does save us probably about $35,000 for next year, in next year's budget. So that's going to be an ongoing thing. Like Michael said, we've got some signs that will go up. It'll be an update on the website. For those of you on those chip seal roads, example 140th, just as a heads up, there will be a period of time where they put down what they call prime oil that needs to sit on the road for close to 16 hours with nobody driving on it. And we are going to do our darndest best to figure out when that time is so we can pre-warn everybody. Make that as least intrusive as possible. But I don't know, it's kind of short-term pain for a long-term gain on that one. I know it's going to stink, but. okay, let's see. Any questions about the chip seal in general? And I'm coming to Hillwood in 1 second.
You're saying they're not going to start the roundabout until next summer?
Correct. They're looking at, I think, roughly April of 2020.
I thought it was going to start this fall.
At least not what I've heard.
If you count the chip seal prep, it is starting this fall.
Right? Chip sealing the detour was this year, and then they get everything ready and do it next year, from what I understand. Rex?
For the 16 hours that you can't drive on that oil, Is the traffic going to be diverted back down the 100 County Line Road? Because you're only going to go either one way or one way, you know. Are you going to go both ways on?
You're right. I don't know, because Butler Road's still going to be open when that prime oil is going down.
Yeah.
Because that's the detour prep.
That's right.
So Butler Road's still open. God, you scared me for a second. I was like, wait.
Well,
but you're right. During the detour, people are going to have the choice to go down County Line if they go that way on 100, go the other way.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll stay on the nice roads and go that way.
Well, hopefully they stay on either Pawnee or 63rd.
Agreed.
And I'd still like to have some road speed limit signs on that mile section.
That's a county decision. That's not ours.
So I need to call the county commissioner then?
No, we can do that. We can do that. On County Line? I mean, we can call is what I'm saying. We can request that and just say it's going to be an unusual amount of traffic.
You can give them my name and do Grande's name for...
I'll put a sign up if you like.
Oh, trust me.
If we had say, we probably would put signs up all through the township lowering all the road speeds, but we can't necessarily do that. We have to get county approval.
Yeah, but that road, they go 55, 60 miles an hour down the road.
Oh, they do that on all the roads, and they don't necessarily care that there's a stop sign either. They'll go right through stop signs.
We know.
But we're very unfortunately aware of the issue.
But that road affects me, so.
I understand. When we did the road count project and put out our road counters, we were clocking speeds 80 plus. It just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Okay, Hillwood. Good news. No decision news. Good news is so multiple discussions with Dana McCoy is with Public Works. Butler County, 35 years experience there. He's also been the trustee of El Dorado Township for 20 something plus years. Another gentleman from the county with over 25 years experience, Bob Philippi, P-H-I-L-I, is it one? Two L's, one P. P-H-I-L-L-I-P-I, from APAC. And then Robert, our overseer, and Randy, our operator. Robert with 30 years experience, and Randy with over 20 years experience. So the conglomerate of all these guys, multiple discussions, multiple meetings right on Hillwood there, walking that road. Good news is, the consensus is that right now the road base itself is so hard that would not want to tear it up, that it's packed in really tight, and that so not to try and, the machine's called a BOMAG, it's not to rip it up, pulverize it. Rip it up is the best description, I guess. Not to rip that up and lay it back down. They think that we can chip seal over it as it is now with just a little bit more prep. One of the things that they, why this took a few weeks, is they kept going back and forth trying to figure out, when you have such a hard road like this, it has a little bit of crown in it. If we were to put, say, another 4 inches of millings on top of it in order to build a crown up, you can get what's called a lens effect, where you get two layers that are just sliding on top of each other. And so that's why they were hesitant to rip it up, because they didn't want to destroy that base. They were hesitant to add all that material, thinking that it might not adhere to each other. So we kind of stumped the guy with 35 years experience a little bit. So they think the best course of action is like what the guys did about 2 weeks ago, with pulling a little bit of that extra material up from the sides, watering it, rolling it, doing that. I know it's got a few washboards on it, but it hasn't had the potholes.
That's much better.
Yeah. Doing a little bit more of that over the next few, well, basically for the month, till they're ready to chip seal it, and then just chip sealing over the top of it. We have talked about all the ditch work to do up and down the sides, and talking to Rick about using some of that dirt for the berm. Same sort of thing that we talked about before. So the county's prices on the chip seal to go all the way back to the circle, I want to say it was in the 16 to 17,000 range. That's at about 32,000 a mile, and so I think that's about a half mile back to there. If we do a little bit of added material, just not the 4 or 5 inches, just a little bit, it might add a couple thousand more to that. So as far as the neighborhood, if you set 20, I think that's going to be more than enough. So that's all the good news, is that the cost is going to be a lot more than we were originally talking about. The I don't know yet news is that the ditch work and the tree work and stuff is, I don't know if we're going to have time to get to it this year. They're making good progress on 140th. We're encouraged by that. Like I said, Butler got delayed by 2 weeks, also helps us out. I think we'll get there. I'm optimistic that way, but again, if we get a bunch of rainstorms or who knows what. I just don't know yet. So I think I alluded to in the last meeting that it might literally be a last minute decision of, can we get this done this year, and we go at it right before they do it. I guess that's what I have right now.
She had a question. I have a question on, now none of this construction is going to be 140th West, right? On the
correct
west side of it.
Correct.
But I've noticed that they've put mounds of dirt from
yep
the roads. Are they going to remove that?
Yep.
Because that was makes it really, when a rain comes, it's just going to build a bridge and we'll have mud.
It won't. We'll take care of it. We won't let it do that. Because also just knowing that the solar farm there, and they're having trucks in and out of there, it won't. We're gonna, one of the next steps is digging out that north ditch a little deeper so that it can't run as much. That's total temporary.
Okay.
Stopgap there.
What are they gonna do with all that dirt?
Build the roads up somewhere.
There's some of that, yep. That on county line north of 140th, about 100 yards north there, that's a prime spot we wanna do. Actually 140th west itself, there's not a lot of ditch on either side, so we can build the road up to help create ditch. There's several spots that we can build roads up. Also, we've been approached by people that want dirt. And so I haven't brought it up with these guys, but we could have that decision of just opening up to the township that if you need some dirt somewhere on your property, we could maybe do that. Okay, we're going to go back, sorry, go back to Hillwood. Okay,
so what's your optimal schedule for the Hillwood again, just like people?
Optimal schedule?
Yeah, so.
I'm hoping we can start all the chip seal by the end of August, because if we go too far into September, we start possibly running into weather, I should say temperature potential. It needs to be like
above 65.
65, exactly, exactly. But I mean, so
and
far.
What would you need? So you know, if I remember correctly, 20K is well below what we were talking about.
Yeah, because some of the other procedures that they were talking about was literally ripping up the whole road and rebuilding from scratch.
So that's great news. And so how much would you be asking for us to contribute then at that point, since it's significantly less than
it'd be the whole 20. If you want it done, if you want it done this year.
Okay.
Yeah, our budget cannot, unfortunately, do another 20,000 chip seal.
Yeah. Well,
as I was saying, with the September-October storms of last year that took an unexpected...
Didn't qualify for Butler, didn't qualify for
exactly,
September.
So it took an unexpected...
The new window for the spring is still open, so you won't get the money until...
Exactly. We had to spend all the money to fix it, but we won't get the money until...
Okay, so if we were... Could we maintain the road so that it was still easily prepped and wait for chip seal?
Yeah, it could be done next year. And then
next year, after we receive some FEMA money, which would allow for the
township to put some money into it. We'd have to discuss how much. I have no idea.
I would think that FEMA money would be used for worse areas instead of Hillwood.
Right. Well, that's what I was just about to say, was when you start talking about then general funds for the township, then we go back to which roads are we choosing to chip seal, and then it goes to road counts, prep, how many people does it benefit, you know, et cetera. And so when it's Hillwood and, you know, not secluded, but what do I want to say, individual neighborhood,
yeah, sure.
You understand. It's different than a main road.
To my neighbor's point about Hillwood and the FEMA money, you know, sometimes we cannot get out of our neighborhood. There's one entrance, right? And there's 3 feet of water across it, and that's a reasonable use of tax money.
That can absolutely be addressed. I totally agree. Yeah. And that's something, as we were talking about building up, we're not going to build up that road, that part, but we're going to make sure there's ditches dug deep on the west side there, so that try to alleviate that.
Yeah, great.
Very much.
But we also have, when it rains, we have three roads. We have four roads out. Every road floods, shut, every one of them. So we can't get out either. So that's what he's talking about, using some of that dirt to build that up. You're not the only one that has trouble, because we do too. And every single road around us floods shut.
Those are the fun decisions we get to make. Where it goes.
Great.
Didn't say that.
Okay. So if we want to go back to the neighborhood and talk to all of our neighbors, when would you need our contribution by, if we're going to start by August?
I think it'd be around the end of August.
Around the end of August?
Yeah, literally at the last possible week, probably.
Yeah, we're working a hard day so we can communicate that to our neighbors.
Well, sorry? I'll just throw this out there. If we do chip seal in August, we'll get the bill and would be needing to pay the bill in September.
Okay, so you need money by September.
Fair enough. Well...
It'd probably end up in our
that.
September vouchers.
No, because I think... I understand your point, but I think, and no offense to you guys at all.
No, you would need the money before you begin.
The rest of the township would want to see it in an escrow fund before we put the funds out to actually do the road.
Okay, who would manage the escrow fund? Would that be on us or on you?
One of your guys said they talked to the bank.
Yeah.
The bank. I had a thought actually this afternoon, was maybe we pick a third party, Butler County, and we can just draw up a simple one piece of paper that says Butler County, a representative from there verifies that the work was done and that the funds can be released. and then the bank would release the funds to us. We would pay Butler County. That sound?
It sounds, yeah, I think we'd have to bring it up to the neighborhood, but
yeah, straightforward.
That sounds, I'd like to get a board and
okay.
a table.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by having a third party verify that all the work was done and that, you know, it should be, rather than us going back and forth of, well, you need to do this or you need to do that or, you know, either way. If that's amenable to you guys.
Okay, and then just a couple of things. There is a, on Donhill Road and 173rd, there's a growing pothole probably about 4 feet wide. And
shoot, we were just there today.
Yeah.
We didn't get that far back.
To that point, you know, if you show me where the asphalt is, I'll put it down and lay it down myself.
Like, that's all right. You know, as we were driving, we had a couple other small ones. We didn't see that one, but
it's like probably the least driven corner.
So where is it again? 174th
northeast corner of my property. So I think it's Donhill Road and 173rd.
Downhill?
Donhill. Like the early morning?
Right.
Donhill Road and 173rd.
Okay.
And you know, not all people travel back there, but I think it's the public school bus and the trash truck.
You know, that don't go around it.
Yeah.
And just hit it.
And then also my ditch right there, it hasn't been dry since probably April. I don't know if you can manage the ditches there,
mm-hmm.
right? But I can use some help.
Okay.
With that, so that
we can look at that.
Yeah.
What is James? What's your address again?
14657. Southwest 173rd Street.
Okay.
And it's the northwest corner of my property.
Okay.
I just would like, you know, some dryness there to mow and not get stuck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know we're thick and heavy into the chip seal project, but we are trying to keep up on regular maintenance as well while we go. I tell you, it's nice to have 5 employees finally. Okay. Anything else?
I thought that was excellent information. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. We actually didn't have any items to vote on this evening. So we'll go into a citizen discussion. Let's see. You guys are the only new guys.
Yeah. Discussion.
It's okay. So what we do is, everybody gets 3 minutes. We go around the room. If you still got something after we've gone around the room, give everybody a chance. We'll go around the room again. So.
Name.
Okay. Well, my name is Diana Grandy, and I live on
159th County Line Road.
There. And the road was built up back in 2008. Well, the storms have gotten worse and worse. Terrible. And since May 8th, my house has flooded, my yard has flooded twice. And so I need, you know, we're going to clean out the ditches and everything,
mm-hmm.
but I feel that I am a high priority, you know. I mean, I realize there's other things going on in the county, but I don't want to wait till the next storm and have to pump out my basement again before I have anything else done. I need some help here. I need someone to fix this.
Culvert is just too small.
Yeah, we need either more pipes under the road.
Right.
Something needs to be done. I don't know who engineered this, but it's
working. Okay, so like you said, first time in the meeting. We did touch on this a little last meeting. Was literally in discussion with the state and county engineers. They engineer for 100-year floods, and
yeah,
some.
We're having one every 2 weeks.
Oh, we've said like, through all. You know, when you count 100-year and 500-year storms, we're about 1,200 years old right now.
I know.
Is what we've said, and I know that there's two culverts there that go under 159th. There's the one kind of right on the southwest corner of your property, and then one a little further south, right?
That's correct.
And I'll be honest, I know I did get your message about we got a little bit of that ditch mowed.
Yep.
And we need to.
Great, but
we need to get
sure
it cleared out more, I understand.
The problem solved. I mean,
Well, in this, let me ask, in this last rainstorm a couple Saturdays ago, where it was short and intense, what did that do in your yard?
It came up about, I'd say, 16, 17 inches into the yard.
Did it get all the way to your house like it did when
not quite.
When you and I talked, or when we talked last time?
Nothing like that.
Okay, well, I'm thankful for that, but I understand.
It's just that when it rains that fast in that short period of time, there's just nowhere for the water to go.
Agreed.
It can't get through that culvert.
Agreed.
It's too small.
You
created a dam in front of our house.
Well, I don't know if that's okay. I don't know if that's totally fair, but get into that.
Well, sure feels like a dam.
I understand.
Well, that property that's in front of the culverts, if it was cleaned out and a ditch put into that culvert from the back end from where the pond overflows, and then the ditch behind our houses had come down.
Right.
It does have no flow over to those culverts at all.
Right. And you're talking about the property south of theirs that is not managed and is just overgrown and
yeah. Yes.
Correct.
Can't you enforce the owner to take care of that?
I'll be honest, I don't know if we can, but there is something about, in township law, there's something about private property owners. Well, it says specifically they can't build or change dirt work so that water flows out onto the road. But if it's going to you guys, that might be a civil thing between you guys if their property is affecting yours. I'm not an attorney.
So do we need to Butler County lawyer and an engineer out there to look at?
I'd recommend it, probably. Because it's
even when they first put it in, it backed up into our yard and it was over the
reason there's
the
two culverts there is because they put one in and it didn't allow the flow.
Right.
So they put another one in.
Right.
Which was useless. Because it's higher up than the first one and it just doesn't drain as much.
Yeah, well, you'd think that if the first one's getting too full that it would back up and go to the second one, but I understand your point.
It wasn't a problem until they built the road out.
So where do you all live again?
159 county line on between 140 and 150.
Yeah.
It just needs to. Maybe the engineer needs to come out and take a look at it, because if we're going to continue to have 500-year storms every week,
I hope we're done with those for a while, because
we could have one tonight. We don't know. I mean, it's like that.
I'll guarantee by next spring we'll have another one.
Well, yeah.
Possibly. Again, we can take another look at it and make sure that that the west side as well is cleared out and that ditch is open and flowing, so that I don't know if the water's getting slowed down there, so that the culverts aren't running fast enough.
Now, would that be Butler's problem? Would that be Sandberg's problem?
Yeah.
It's not.
No, because it's an issue.
Yeah. If it's the ditch, then it's ours, because our agreement is we have one from 150th to 120th.
Both sides.
Just like they do from 150th to 180th.
Okay.
The only difference is if we find trash, then it determines who we have to call
for the police. Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that,
the trash is just the brush and
trees
and stuff. And
agreed.
When they come and cut down the trees and trim the trees from the power lines, they took all the brush and put it over there on that empty lot, which
just to the south of you.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Which just
damned
compounded
the problem.
Dams everything up.
Oh, well, it'd be a big fire stick there if it ever went up.
Yep.
But yeah. But hey, I appreciate it. We probably need to get the engineer and Butler County lawyer. I don't know, you know, especially anyway.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is when it gets on private property with us, it's like it becomes
it's
really dicey.
Ditch.
I'm sorry?
My property?
No, the ditch, it's technically your property as far as you own it. We have an easement that we maintain it. So we have permission from the state to go on it, maintain it, and keep that going.
So mainly it's just like the little lake or whatever it is, the pond that's behind it, whenever it overflows, that's their issue. That
Who's ever private property that is. Now, maybe it's as simple as a letter from that owner that allows.
Who is the owner?
That's a good question. Or the tax office would know.
I'll show you how to look that up online afterwards.
It's
yeah.
Maybe
we could help with if we get a letter from the owner that says we can go on the property. Sorry?
So we've lived there 30 years and she's never lived there.
Right. Yeah, I remember you saying that. So what I started to say is if we got a letter from her giving us permission to go on the property, maybe we take some of the extra dirt and build up a berm around the pond and try and we figure out how to direct the water.
Well, so the pond actually belongs to Hatcher.
Yeah,
it's Hatcher. The Hatchers.
Okay.
That live on the 10 acres behind both of our properties.
Okay.
That's their pond.
Okay. Well, like I said, so the letter with authorization would apply either way. And then, yeah, we're going to come up with a lot of extra dirt in the next few weeks. So that could be a potential solution.
Well, that's just getting a hold of the person that owns that property itself.
Agreed.
If you know. And I'm sure you can probably figure it out through the county records.
I brought my laptop. I can show you, just like Jane was saying, you can look it up through the Butler, as it's called, a GIS system. You can pull up the tax records and at least see.
You just click on it separates it all by satellite image. You click on who owns the land and it'll tell you.
All I only know is that your home is supposed to be your sanctuary. And when my house is floating, I am not.
God didn't tell you to be Noah, huh?
Yeah. I am not in a good place.
I understand. Okay. Marion, did you get your weeds killed?
Weeds killed?
Weren't you hacking at them today out in your field?
Getting the cactus.
Yep. Cactus?
Yeah, little cactus plants.
Really?
Round up.
Haven't had to deal with that yet. Okay, anybody else? All right, I appreciate it. We'll call us adjourned.
Yeah.